It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show is sponsored by Bracconi's, locations in North and South Naperville. It's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. They're a small business that is family-owned and operated. Come out, check out Bracconi's, and try that delicious meatball pizza. That's my favorite. Check out Bracconi's.com or give them a call at 630-717-9530. Innovative Orthodontic Centers, enhancing smiles for life. Check out InnovativeOrthoCenters.org or give them a call for a free consultation at 630-848-6960. The Naperville Park District, they provide recreation and park experiences that enrich the quality of life for those in the Naperville community. Check out NapervilleParks.org for the fall program guide that just came out. Naper Settlement, where history comes to play. Check out NaperSettlement.org, or you can give them a call at 630-305-5257. All Service Limousine, where service is their middle name. Book your next ride at www.877getlimo.com. Arthur Murray Dance in Naperville and now in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing. Just check out ArthurMurrayNaperville.com or give them a call at 630-355-6240 for your first and free dance lesson. Divine Beauty Lux Spa, they are your spray tanning experts. They have all the answers to all your sunless questions. Check out DivineBeautyLuxSpa.com. First Command Financial Services, reducing debt, building savings, protecting your future, pursuing your goals. These things are important to most of us, and they're important to the hundreds of thousands First Command has served since 1958. Check out FirstCommand.com. NapervilleAlarm.com is pleased to be the official alarm company and sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, serving Naperville families and businesses for over 13 years, providing security, fire protection, CCTV, and more, including smartphone technology. Let NapervilleAlarm.com customize a security system to suit your needs. And for a limited time, the Dolly McCarthy Show listeners will receive 20% off installation. Visit NapervilleAlarm.com to receive your discount. NapervilleAlarm.com. Sullivan Steakhouse, to go for steaks, food, fun, cocktails, and live music. Unwind, untie, and uncork at Sullivan's Steakhouse, sullivansteak.com. The Naperville Trolley and Tours is another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. They have four beautiful trolleys for weddings, bus, and bar mitzvahs, birthday parties, light tours, and much more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Ding, ding.
Wow! I feel good. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got you. Oh, I feel nice. The sugar is fine. I feel nice. The sugar is fine. I feel nice, the sugar is fine. So nice, so nice, I got you.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
I love my aunt Dolly.
And I love you too, Jakey. Jakey, Jakey, Jakey. Oh, my God, I just saw Jakey, my nephew, last weekend. What a blast we had at Grandma's house. Jakey's running around. My sister got this bouncy thing with that water shoots out of it. And it's just, this kid is hilarious to watch. He's just hilarious. All right. Well, good morning, everybody. And thank you for tuning in to the Dolly McCarthy Show, where you know I bring you good news, good guests, good topics, and at least one good laugh every week. Show airs every Thursday morning from 9:30 until 10:30 live here on Blog Talk Radio, and then you can also hear it on 89.9 FM in Chicago, Slam Internet Radio, and WCKG. We are so thrilled to have all those new listeners, and I'm loving all the messages and the feedback that I get on Facebook from all of those new listeners. So thank you guys. Keep them coming. Lots of good guests on the show today. And, I didn't realize. I'm like, what is that noise? I have Ice Baby playing in the background. Do you hear that? I'm still pretty high from that interview with Vanilla Ice back in early July at Kankakee Barbecue Fest. It was hilarious. I was rapping with Vanilla Ice. If you missed it, tune in to my Facebook page and check it out right there. I keep clearing my throat, and I'll tell you why. Every morning, I start my morning with breakfast, and it also includes, not many people know this about me, but I'm going to share this with you, hot wasabi peas. I have to have something spicy in the morning. I just don't know why. It's just the way it is. And I am addicted, hooked on these hot wasabi peas. You can get them at Target, you know. They're made by Happy, H-A-P-I. And I don't know if I should say this, but I go through about 2 cans a month. Yeah. Everybody has their own addictions. You know, mine happen to be wasabi peas. They're like green peas with horseradish sauce or horseradish flavoring coated on the outside. And, yeah, they have a little sweetness to them. But, man, they pack a whole lot of punch. But I didn't realize they're really making me clear my throat this morning. So I apologize in advance for all of that. So check out hot wasabi peas. There's a little, if you want a challenge in the morning, check out those hot wasabi peas. Try a handful. Pop them in your mouth. It's quite the challenge. It's quite the breakfast challenge there. Speaking of challenge, I've told you before that, I always get challenged by people. What do they think? Do they think I'm a wimp or something? I guess people do, but now I feel like I'm such an adventurer. I was probably a wimp at one time in my life, or more cautious, I should say. But now I feel like, I just want to try everything except jumping out of an airplane. I will never do that. Never. Because I love life too much, and there's too much finality there if something goes wrong. but anyway, I have a challenge. Thanks to Arthur Murray Dance Studio in Naperville, they challenged me to come dance with them, and they said they would find some sort of a dance competition that I could be a part of. And I always like to have a goal. So having this was great. So all summer long, I was dancing at Arthur Murray Dance Studio with Nick and Jillian. And sometimes I would dance with James, who's the owner of the studio. We're actually working on a routine for September in Naperville. They're going to have Naperville dancing with the celebrities, and they asked me to be a part of this group routine. So I'll be dancing with even the police or fire chief, me as well. So we'll give you more details on that. But the challenge is next week. Here we are again. The wasabi peas are making me clear my throat. Isn't this awful? Wish I had a cough button here. It's called Newsome Twosome, Arthur Murray Newsome Twosome, Wednesday, August 6th. I'm telling you all because I'd love for you all to be there. And I'll be dancing in front of complete strangers. We're going to be doing a routine to All That Jazz, Nick, Jillian, and I. Thank God I have two professionals with me, so I'm going to look really good next to them, or I'll look really bad. so that will be next Wednesday. If you want to go, I think it's free, or the ticket might be maybe $10. I will put more details on my Facebook page. But next Wednesday, August 6th, if you like going into Chicago as much as I do, take the train in or drive in. Reverse commute's not too bad. It's Wednesday, August 6th, 6 o'clock at the Castle Nightclub. And it used to be the old Excalibur, for those of you that are around my age or older, you know what I'm talking about. That was a nightclub, a pretty eclectic nightclub, about 20 years ago. I think I went once. But anyway, it's the Castle Nightclub now, whatever, Dolly, in Chicago, 632 North Dearborn. It's going to be a really fun dance showcase. And I would love for you to come and see me, challenge very, very challenged on the dance floor. But We'll have a great time, and it's so much fun to watch all the dancers from Arthur Murray dancing. And I would love for you to be there. So that's next Wednesday. It's called Newsome Twosome. Check out Arthur Murray, their website. There's more details on there as well. And speaking of other challenges and adventures, I have been another challenge, indoor flying challenge. It's just like jumping out of an airplane, I've been told. It's an indoor skydiving experience that creates true free fall conditions, like skydiving, like I said, without having to jump out of an airplane. And I guess they do this by having these vertical wind tunnels that generate about, 1,600 horsepower, something like that. They got four really huge fans that are just blowing wall to wall, and you've got, I think there might be even like a cushion. I have to go check it out. But they've challenged me. There's no parachute. There's no jumping. Nothing attaching you to planet Earth. It's just you in the air. And from what I've been told, the most incredible adrenaline rush. And they say anyone can fly, all ages. I'm going to check it out. They just put these iFly indoor skydiving buildings. You can't miss them. One is in Rosemont. You can't miss it right off the expressway there. And the other one is in Naperville, my neck of the woods. It's just off of Freedom Drive over there. So that's my next challenge. I don't know when I'm going to be doing that, but it's going to be pretty soon. We were out to dinner last night with a couple, a friend of ours, and they're up for the challenge too. So I will keep you posted. If you're up for that challenge, you know what? Send me a message on Facebook, and I will let you know when we're going to do this. The more the merrier. That's what I always say. How about that, right? The more the merrier. All right, well, we have a great show today. Here I go again. Clearing my throat. Thank you, Wasabi Peas. Remind me, note to self, no Wasabi Peas before a show. We have a lot of great guests today. Well, not a lot. We have three. I kept it small this week because I'm still recovering from Country Thunder. Country Thunder, if you've never gone, is a big country music festival up in Wisconsin. In Twin Lakes, Wisconsin, and it was just nonstop country music for four full days. I had the best time, and I got lucky. I got to meet Jason Aldean. For those of you that don't know him, he is huge, huge, one of the greatest country singers on planet Earth today. Got to meet Jason Aldean, and yes, he did say he would come on the show and chat with me, as well as Randy Houser, another great country singer. I got his number. Yep, I'm going to be getting Randy Houser on this show. It's going to be awesome. All right, you know, we got to move on, Dolly. Dolly's rambling this morning. I'm trying to clear my throat here. We have, as you know, we try to get involved with this show with lots of different charities and people that are doing amazing things in the community. And there's one group that contacted me, and it was my friend's friends that I know from Bull and Bear in downtown Naperville that are part of the Knights of Labor Union. And they're teaming up with Toy Box Connection. And I have Michelle on the line from Toy Box Connection. Michelle, are you there?
I'm here.
Michelle, is it Maxia?
Yes, perfect.
How are we pronounced? Maxia?
Yes, you got it. You nailed it.
Oh,
Maxia.
Michelle is on the line, and you're the director and founder of Toy Box Connection. So you're teaming up with these Knights of Labor to bring trucks full of toys to St. Jude's. I've mentioned this before on the show.
Yes.
It's a big truck drive. So let's talk about, first of all, let's talk about Toy Box Connection. You're the director and the founder. Tell us
correct
how this all started.
Well, you know, I'm a retired police officer. Retired means you get money, so I guess it's not really retirement because there's no money there. I quit the police department to be a stay-at-home mom, and I launched Toy Box Connection 8 years ago because I realized through my own children that we have so many beautiful toys that we didn't use, and yet there was no connection between families that had gently used toys and children that really needed them. Those places couldn't receive those toys without a conduit. And I made a decision to become that conduit, and 2 million toys later, we're growing and connecting toys and books into the hands of children who before us would never have a chance at them. So that's kind of the essence of Toy Box Connection. We take what you don't use, and we sort them, box them with a beautiful volunteer staff, and we find foster homes and battered women's shelters and homeless shelters and orphanages and hospitals and returning wounded soldiers and that don't have jobs. We connect beautiful toys in back into the hands of children. It's an amazing mission.
Mm. So you basically recycle toys. You gently use toys. You
Very well
up.
Said. We are the largest toy recyclers in the world. We're claiming it.
Look at the difference you're making for those landfills. So you don't do you accept any Barbies with missing legs? You wouldn't do that. You wouldn't accept that, right?
Well, this is what we, you know, can I tell you, that, perfect. Our rule of thumb is this. If you wouldn't give it to your own child, don't give it to us.
That's a very good rule of thumb. And you know I was kidding.
Yeah. But let me tell you, my funny story is my son tried to donate once a soldier with a missing arm, and I said, hey, whoa, no broken toys. He said, Mom, war injury, you know? So I guess if it's a soldier with a missing arm, and I said, okay, you must put a good soldier with him then to carry him. So that's our little, funny little
hilarious.
Leg story.
How
but here's
he
the thing.
That?
He
that's
was
hilarious.
Yeah 9 years
oh,
old
God.
When that happened. So I'm sure your community has those intelligent little, you know, thinking out of the box children. Here's what's incredible. We met with the Elevator Constructors Union, Local 2. They've been helping us to build things and shelves and move things. And I said my dream has always been to help St. Jude's because I think they're incredible. Well, once I contacted Vilma, who was at St. Jude, she expressed to me that in September and October, they run extremely low, almost out of toys. And so I said, you know, we really need to try to help them at that time. All I had to do was plant the seed to these men who got a hold of the Knights of Labor, who in turn called me and said, we have a semi-truck that's been donated. We, as the Knights of Labor, would like to escort that truck and unload it at St. Jude's. And it has just really taken off in a way that the community has just grabbed hold of this and these men. So we plan on bringing a semi-truck to St. Jude's and to fill that empty room in September. Incredible.
Wow.
Yes.
That is going to be incredible. And so where can people find these trucks? Or are there drop-off locations?
The drop-off.
And please do try to clean your toys. You have a staff of volunteers that are cleaning the toys, checking them, and
absolutely.
You know, do you put them in boxes or bags? How do you package
them? Well, and I have to tell you, the St. Jude's Project, we can only take new toys because of the sanitary needs of the hospital. Toy Box Connection throughout the entire year will take the gently used toys anytime, any day. We don't mind if they're gently used, but for the St. Jude's Project, they must be new, understandable,
okay.
And it can't be water toys. Sure. And they're really looking for arts and crafts and Legos and things that the children can do in bed or at the hospital. But our website is toyboxconnection.com. Everything is listed on the website, including the drop-offs, which I'll share with you now. Bull and Bear that you mentioned earlier will be the drop-off point for toys, and that's 22 East Chicago Avenue in Naperville. And also the International Union of the Elevator Constructors is in Chicago Ridge, and that's 5860 West 111th Street, Union Hall. That will be also the collection site for the St. Jude's toys, as well as 10 Harley-Davidson stores. And there's a number on the website that you can contact for more information of more websites. And if you have any of your patrons that are perhaps interested in helping to do a toy drive or be a drop-off, please contact us. We are open to everyone's help. We can't do it alone. This is a we project, not a me project.
Oh, wow. This is just incredible. You know, how many toys are you hoping to collect from this, and how many trucks are heading down there?
One semi-truck.
Truck.
Right now we have one huge semi-truck that can hold actually 27 pallets of toys. We're hoping that each pallet will hold hundreds of toys, so we're hoping several thousand to gather. St. Jude's is a huge hospital. Nothing will be wasted. And you know what, for me, what is sad is it really stinks to be a kid at St. Jude's sick in September and October because slim pickings. And you know what, I just, where children should be enjoying summer and going to school and just the simple things in life that our children enjoy, Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, sports, these kids are fighting for their life. And I just feel if there's something that we can do to bring them just a little shot of joy, that will be incredible. We will get a second semi-truck if more toys come. This is our first time at this project, and if we can fill one truck, it will be beyond what my expectations were. So I'm hoping after your program, you can all surprise me and the kids, and we can get a second semi-truck, Dolly.
Let's do that. Let's make that our goal, to fill that semi up and hopefully get that second one going as well. So St. Jude's, very low on toys in September and October. And as you said, Michelle, it's a pretty sad time for a kid around this time of year, because really nothing really to look forward to.
No.
You're stuck in the hospital. You're not running around outside and enjoying the summer days. So that toy coming in, especially a brand new toy in September, October, just can make their day. So let's do it. Let's do it, folks. Can we all just here it is. It's July 31st, the last day of July, still Christmas in July. Let's do this.
Yes.
Get over
yes.
to a Toys R Us or a toy store near you and get some toys and drop them off. If you're in Naperville, Bull and Bear, or
can I throw this plug, and I hate to interrupt
absolutely.
Really quick. If you have families
absolutely.
Who don't have time to collect toys and drop those off, I invite them, again, to send a Toys R Us gift card to us, the charity, and we will go and pick the things that maybe there's things that we're missing a void of girl toys, or maybe we're missing a void of younger kids' toys. We would be more than happy to transition their gift cards into the things that we see are missing in this project. So if you don't have time to go get the toy, again, on the website is our address. Feel free to send a Toys R Us or a Walmart or a Target gift card towards that project, and we would be happy to accept that in lieu of mm-hmm. perhaps, you know, we're in such a fast-paced world, Dolly, that, the road to hell is paved with good intentions, and the thought of buying a toy and dropping it off may be on the map when they finish hearing your program, but the reality is life takes over. It's nothing to drop something in the mail.
Absolutely. Well, check out toyboxconnection.com. Michelle Maxia is the founder and president of it right now. And Michelle, you know, I want to ask you, how throughout the year are you constantly collecting toys throughout the year for Toy Box Connection?
Need has no season. So, yes, we, you know, these kids have birthdays, these same children that we, you know, gift things at Christmas time, they have birthdays, they have report cards. We did three camps, a cancer camp, a burn camp, and a foster camp this summer. Our need for toys never ends. So, yes, we are available all year long. We are not Toys for Tots. Hopefully they will never go away. They do incredible things, but our mission is much different
mm-hmm.
than theirs. And, yes, we are open to receiving whatever people are willing to share with us. So thank you for
and
that.
And where are you based out of Toy Box Connection?
We are in Orland Park, Illinois,
okay.
which is in the southern suburbs. We have a huge 8,000 square foot warehouse, and we are open to volunteers. So if anybody is looking for something to do, there are no sign-in sheets. You show up with two hands and say, we're here to help. And so all help is welcome. So if somebody is looking to get out of themselves a little and wrap some presents maybe for the soldiers at Christmas time, tons of opportunities at Toy Box. Southern suburbs of Chicago, Orland Park.
Do you accept donations 7 days a week, 24/7? How does it work if someone wanted
we have
to bring
a drop
you a bag
box,
full of goodies?
Yep. Okay. We have a drop box outside the door for the hours that we're not there. Our hours are changing with the seasons. So, again, we encourage people to go to the website and see what our days and hours of operation are. But available to receive toys 7 days a week, 24 hours a day.
That's fantastic. And how many volunteers do you have over there now, Michelle?
We've grown to 14. 14,
wow.
14 toy soldiers, I like to call them. They laugh, but 14 that are there with me every single week, every day of the week. It's contagious, and I tell you, that's why I invite volunteers. Once you come, we have a wall. We call it the wall of success. There's hundreds of pictures of children whose lives we've touched that they continue to send us pictures. Once you see the faces of the children whose lives you changed, it almost is infectious to come back and continue to do it. And we're not a glum lot. They're toys. We have fun with them. We play Rock'em Sock'em Robots at our breaks, and we, you know, so it's toys. It's not a hard.
Yeah.
It's not a hard sell.
Yeah. And you must see this, and I'm just curious as a parent, because, you know, you go to these birthday parties, you would never bring a recycled toy to a birthday party, because I don't know how that would go over. But
no.
With kids in need, I mean, do they look at it and go, oh, it's not a box Barbie, it's a used one? Do they look at that like that, or do they
the
just
best
so,
story
so
I can tell you, and I'll give you the very quickest version as I can. I had a social worker call me that did a house visit, and there was three children in the house. She looked around the house to check about the integrity. Everything else was well, but she looked at the mom and said, you know, I don't see any toys. And the mom said, oh, we don't have any toys. Now you're talking about a 2-year-old, a 4-year-old, and a 6-year-old. And she called me up and she said, Michelle, my God, this family has nothing. I said, stop by. We created three boxes for the 2-year-old, the 4-year-old, and the 6-year-old. She returned and called me immediately and said, the mother had a puddle of tears at her feet, and these children did nothing but scream and dance and roll around on the floor. Okay, let me ask you, did a package matter? You're talking about children that had nothing. We just gave them a child's world, which is toys.
Yeah.
Absolutely, a box means nothing to these children, and it doesn't mean that they deserve broken or dirty. We really check the integrity of all the toys. I have Park Lawn and Elam, which are the mentally challenged. They come and count our puzzles, and they sort our games, so that when we give them out, those children received a very well taken care of, organized, cleaned toy. So, you know, of course, they look at it as a perfect toy, because we've made sure that what we give them is, you know, one that is worthy of them receiving. So we are changing these children's world. It is beyond my comprehension. We're sending thousands of books into areas that have no libraries, Dolly. I mean, this is America, and there are areas that have no libraries, and we make sure those children are getting books to take home and to keep. And it's people say, you know, where's poverty? It's a song away. Put a song. Put a song on your radio and drive in a certain direction. When the song's over, pull over and look around. It's not far. We don't have to reach far.
Right.
We just have to pay attention. And I think so many, again, we're in a fast-paced world, you know, that I think sometimes we get so stuck in our own thing that we don't recognize that there are people in need. And for me, children are special. You know, toys are their world. I can't imagine them growing up without a basketball, without a game, without a Yahtzee game or a Monopoly game. I mean, I just can't imagine, you know, and yet it's happening all around us. So, yeah, it's a beautiful thing, and, you know, our work is not done. I think Toy Box has just touched the tip of the iceberg, and what's incredible is that we're surrounded with communities that have so much to share. I just hope they can reach far enough in their hearts to just give us what they don't use anymore. That's all we ask, especially in this economy. It's hard sometimes to give and go buy, but when you can give what you already have, that's a no-brainer. Take the time to do it. You know?
Yeah. Well, the drive is happening right now through September 13th. Is that right, Michelle?
Yes, it is correct.
Okay. Through September 13th, it's Toy Box Connection. They are based in Orland Park. You can drop off your brand new toys there if that's your neck of the woods. Or if you're out in Naperville, there's Bull and Bear. If you're out in Chicago Ridge, that area, there is the International Union of Elevator Constructors that will be accepting toys Monday through Friday from 8 to 8, even on Saturdays. And I know Bull and Bear will accept them all the time. If you have any problems at all, just point
to
the Harley. Yeah, you know, that's another thing. The Knights of Labor, a lot of Harley Davidson drivers in that Knights of Labor, and I've been told that they're all going to be escorting your truck. Is that right?
Well, this is what's incredible. They're going to be escorting it as well as the Elevator International as they pass through each state. The elevator constructors from those unions within the states that they pass through are going to join those Knights of Labor. So we hope it's to be perhaps 100 motorcycles strong. Unloading that truck once it gets down there, that is just, to me, incredible. Not just sending the toys, but these guys are taking the time to drive and unload this truck. It's beautiful. I feel privileged to work with these people.
You know, and they are those, the night, I know a lot of the guys from the Knights of Labor, and they are so passionate about this, Michelle. When my friend Steve told me about this, he's part of the Knights of Labor, he told me about this.
Yes.
He was so overjoyed and thrilled that he is a part of something so huge, Michelle, and we have to thank you for that, for get them going.
Oh.
But these guys, this is just so exciting for them, and just to see the look on his face when, then he asked me if I could promoted on the show, and of course I would, but he was
Thank you.
Over the top. And he is also, he and his wife are going to be taking their Harley down there. They're so excited to be accompanying the hopefully two semis full of toys down to
we hope.
Let's all do our best. And I know it's the time of year, we've got a lot of things on our mind, but maybe when you're out back to school shopping, grab a bunch of toys and drop them off at Bull and Bear in Naperville or wherever locations are convenient for you. But check out toyboxconnection.com. And Michelle, it's been so nice to talk to you. I'm so proud of you. It's so amazing.
Please, you know what? Pride is nothing to do. I feel blessed and privileged. It's my way of saying thanks for everything that has been given to me. And I thank you for your support because we're, you know, I'm only as good as the community that supports what we do. And we're a community that is making a difference. And I hope we're an example to the rest of this country that, you know what, come together as a community and, wow, watch what can happen. So I appreciate
mm-hmm.
you taking the time to plug what we're doing. And I believe your supporters are going to step up. I really do. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart for taking the time to speak with me this morning.
Absolutely. My listeners have been so generous in the past. We've had school drives before that we had just unbelievable turnout and donations. So please do it again, folks. I really appreciate the support, as does Michelle. I know tremendously. Thanks so much, Michelle, for coming on the show. And keep up the good work. And if you do have a need for toys, check out toyboxconnection.com or give Michelle a call if you're not able to have Internet access and check out their website. You can always call her. Michelle, is there a number that anyone
yes,
can call with
please.
Questions or
yep.
requests
that
for
would
toys?
Be, Dolly, that would be 708-691-2715.
Fantastic. Okay. Well, listen, I want you to come back on the show in a few weeks because I want to get an update, a status on how we're filling the trucks. And
terrific.
So will you come back on and give us an update
Let
on how
think.
Things are going with
Let
the drive?
Let me think. Yes. The answer would be yes.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fantastic. It was great to talk to you. Good luck with everything. I can't wait to go.
Have
I cannot wait
day,
to go out
now.
And shop for some toys.
Good.
Too.
Legos. Legos are easy. God bless.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Oh, my goodness. I just love this. I love segments like that. I love guests like that. Fantastic.
Have you been thinking about straightening your teeth and don't want to wear braces? Hi, this is Dr. Manel Ibrahim, American Board Certified Orthodontist and Invisalign Elite Provider. Here at Innovative Orthodontic Centers, I use the most innovative techniques to provide outstanding treatment to all my patients. And with Invisalign, the clearest way to a perfect smile, it is literally our secret that you're straightening your teeth. Come and talk to me about accelerated Invisalign, perfect teeth in half the time, and see what the buzz is all about. At Innovative Orthodontic Centers, we are also an impression free office. Can you imagine that? No more molds of your teeth. Using an intraoral scanner, we take a video of your teeth that gets sent right to Invisalign. Call 855-563-3735 or visit us at orthocenters.org. I look forward to meeting you.
Innovative Orthodontics.
Hello. Hello.
Versus now Dolly Day.
A new holiday for us all to share.
Dolly McCarthy Day has been declared.
So Dolly never goes.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hey, are you guys runners out there? Anybody a runner? Well, Fox Valley is having a marathon on Sunday, September 21st. If you want to run the Fox Valley Marathon, sign up and help support abused and neglected within the juvenile court system. Coxsackie County, one of my favorite charities out here, is proud to be a charity partner for the Fox Valley Marathon again this year, so you can make a donation. Make it for $100 to Coxsackie County and receive a discount code for 50% off your registration fee on that marathon. To make your gift and receive your special marathon code, please contact Laura Egan at L-Egan, that's L-E-G-A-N, at CoxsackieCounty.org, or you can call 630-444-3108. Hey, Causapalooza is a family-friendly event featuring live music, summer barbecue lunch, field day games, kids' activities, and more. Many iSupport Communities charity partners will be in attendance with information on their causes. Proceeds will benefit iSupport Community, whose mission is to increase giving and volunteerism in the community by connecting you to local charities. The Dolly McCarthy Show is a proud sponsor of Causapalooza. It's Sunday, August 24th, 11:30 to 3:30. Sounds like a really fun family-friendly event. It will take place at the VFW Hall in Naperville, 908 West Jackson Avenue in Naperville. I will be there with my kids, and tickets are only $20 for adults, $10 for kids age 11 to 18, and $5 for kids age 3 to 10. You can purchase your tickets online at www.isupportcommunity.org. Naper Nights is having one of their final Naper Nights concerts August 22nd and 23rd. The 22nd, American English, will be playing at Naper Nights, or Naper Settlement, I should say. And August 23rd, it's 16 Candles, two awesome bands. Check out napersettlement.com for details on that and ticket information. And, of course, the Dolly McCarthy Show is a proud sponsor of Naper Settlement. We love Naper Settlement. It's a hidden gem in the heart of downtown Naperville. And you just got to get there. It's a great place to be in the summer. Why not take the kids there on a Friday or Saturday afternoon and stay for the concerts August 22nd and 23rd? Again, check out NaperSettlement.com. The Dolly McCarthy Show is a proud sponsor of Naper Settlement. And we told you about Bricconi's. Bricconi's, one of my favorite pizza places in Naperville. They've got a north location and a south location. And if you haven't been to their cruise night yet, every Wednesday night from 5 to 9 is cruise night. In fact, the next cruise night, last night, they had emergency vehicles. Oh, my God. The little kids, the little boys were in heaven. But here is one of my favorite nights coming up on August 6th. Next Wednesday night, Mustangs. Get over there and see the Mustangs. August 13th, it's Corvettes and Elvis night. Yes, they're going to have an Elvis impersonator there. I've been told he's the real deal, but you and I know Elvis has left the building. Okay, this is so corny. August 20th, Imports. August 27th, Muscle Cars. And the last one, last night, September 3rd, is going to be all about trucks. Every little boy in this area is going to be in heaven, being around those trucks. That's all at Bricconi's. They're located off of Royal St. George in Naperville. Check out Cruise Nights, Wednesday nights, 5 to 9 at Bricconi's. Okay, I have coming on the show right now. Let me just tell you, they are incredible. They have been working with adolescent girls for almost 10 years through a Downers Grove-based non-for-profit organization, helping girls navigate adolescence. Wow, let me tell you, this really caught my eye. I have four daughters, and they sent me a book that they've just written or created. It's pretty cool. We're going to talk about this book. But they, these gals are, have, well, let's back up a little here. The co-founder of this group that I just mentioned, Helping Girls Navigate Adolescence, is Mary Ellen Young, and she's going to join. Mary Ellen, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Mary Ellen, and do you have Sandra McDonald on the phone, too, with you?
Yes, I'm here, too.
Oh, great. Fantastic. So Sandra is the current president of Helping Girls Navigate Adolescence. Boy, all you moms out there with adolescent girls, turn up the radio because you need to hear this next segment.
This group delivers self-development and educational programs for girls and parents. And as I said, Mary Ellen Young joins me. I'm so thrilled to have you, Mary Ellen. She's the co-founder of this group and the current president, Sandra McDonald. So welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, thank you so much. Okay, let's talk about this, this girls adolescent group. How did it get started? Mary Ellen, why don't we start with you, because you founded this. What prompted you to start this group? It's not for profit.
We founded HTNA about 10 years ago, and it was really in response to some of the research that was coming out on relational aggression, which some people know, it's known as girl bullying. And I was on a school board at the time, and I was really impacted by the research and how it shows that girls are impacted throughout their whole lives. And a lot of us think that that's just something natural for girls to go through and that they outgrow. But the research shows that, no, it is true bullying, and it really can negatively affect girls. So we started this organization to address that, but we really expanded over the years. We covered, you know, all the issues that girls face, and we do a number of programs. Our biggest program is called Chick Chat, and we'll be doing our 10th Chick Chat in March. We hold it once a year. It's all day on Saturday, and we have 350 fourth, fifth, and sixth grade girls in attendance. And we also do a middle school girls program for girls going into middle school, which is coming up in a couple of weeks. We have a dad's organization. We do a yoga club. We do a lot of parent education. So we've grown quite a bit over the 10 years.
Mm-hmm. And, Sandra, you're the current president of HGN. Is that what you call it, HGNA?
Yep, HGNA.
Again, helping girls navigate adolescence. Tell us how the organization has grown through the years, and what currently are you doing besides educating and having these workshops? What are you doing?
Well, the organization, even just in the 5 years, I've been president for the organization for the past 5 years, and we have gone from, you know, reaching small groups of girls in important ways to really being a part of our community, and we are just we have now become kind of a go-to, so that we become a place where parents know that if we have an education program, that it's going to be something of quality. It's going to be something that we, you know, we've talked to other organizations who offer parent education to say, how do you get people there? And we run the risk of, you know, like sometimes we change venues twice to accommodate the number of people who want to be part of our programs. And I think it's because we've discovered that when you're serving girls, you also have to serve the parents, and that there's just an equal component. So I think, you know, while we started out, you know, being an organization for girls, we've realized it's a whole package. And we've realized then, too, you know, that that subsection that Mary Ellen mentioned, the HGNA dads, that's kind of grown out of research that we've done, because Mary Ellen and I are voracious readers, and if it's out there and it's about girls, we're devouring it. And we really discovered that a dad relationship is so important with an adolescent girl, because, you know, when that girl's reaching that point where they're changing, the dads kind of start pushing back a little bit because they're not quite sure what to do. And we've really, really embraced that. And we've had some, you know, some dads come and tell us that, you know what, I did not know this. I did not know how important I was and how critical I am to my daughters still. And so that's, I think, one of the ways that we've grown. We started with girls, expanded to parents, and have really just embraced dads as well.
Mm-hmm. And now, what, you know, girls today are faced with pretty much probably the same things that we faced when we were kids, but there's also, you know, in today's world, we didn't have all these electronics. We didn't have such crazy busy schedules and on the go. It seems like these kids are always on the go. Not enough downtime, even time to, you know, chat with your girls, your daughters. What are, you know, I guess what I'm asking is, what are some of the things that are different about adolescent girls today than when we were younger? What are they struggling with today?
Well, one of the things,
where have you helped them the most?
Mm-hmm. One of the things that we've discovered in our work is that although girls have more opportunities than ever, I know when I was a girl, way back in the dark ages, we just didn't have that many opportunities. But now they do. They're almost unlimited. But there's also that pressure that comes with it to be perfect in so many ways, and being popular and being accomplished and being talented. And so one of the things in our book, there's a chapter on stress, and we just did a book club with girls, and I was really surprised that we went around and asked them, what was your favorite chapter? And so many of the girls really related to that chapter on stress and self-care.
Okay. Well, Mary Ellen and Sandra, these are my guests today on the show. Mary Ellen Young is the co-founder of a group called Helping Girls Navigate Adolescence, and Sandra McDonald is the current president of that non-for-profit. But the both of them have co-written a fun and I think a really important book. It's called Elements for Girls, and I was thrilled to get this in the mail because I have four daughters, and I lost it right away. As soon as I got it, I took it out of the bag, and I looked at it and left it on the kitchen table, came back maybe 15 minutes later, and it was gone. No one saw it. Turned out my daughter, my 15-year-old daughter, had it in her room, and she started filling it out already. She jumped right into it. So it's already a hit in my house. And so let's talk about this book. It's kind of a part journal because there's some areas in the book where the girls can fill in answers or, you know, self-discovery about themselves here. So it's very interactive and I think very engaging for girls. And it did force her into some quiet time, which you say is so important for self-discovery and skill development. Let's talk about that. What do you mean by that? Why? What prompted you to write this book and put this book together?
Well, again, working with girls, I can't tell you how many times parents came up to us after a program and said, wow, this was wonderful, but do you have anything else that my daughter can work on at home? And so, and the other thing is we did some programs through our park district, and that facilitator came to us and said that she felt that the girls all intellectually knew the right answer a lot of times, and she would ask them about friendship and conflict, but that when it comes to actually putting it into place, they weren't living it. And so we said, you know, if there was some way to have a reminder system like a bracelet, that they would learn the material and then look at their bracelet, and that would remind them of what they know and be able to put it into practice, because we know that to really learn something, you have to have an opportunity to practice. So we wrote an outline for this book. There's 10 chapters, and each chapter has a theme, and things such as understanding your feelings and emotions, making decisions, good communication, building healthy relationships, managing stress, empathy, a lot of the key research-based social-emotional skills. And then it's a spiral-bound book. We want girls to curl up in bed with it with some gel pens, and really it's a self-discovery book. And it comes with a little bag that has six different colors of hemp and then 10 beads and charms that accompany each chapter. So the idea is that as they finish one of the chapters, they would put that charm or bead on their bracelet. And then when they get done, they have a very unique bracelet. No two are alike because they're creating it themselves. And then as they go through the day, they will look at the charm. For example, the chapter on empathy has a flip-flop bead, a charm. And so they would look at that and remember, oh, yeah, I'm supposed to put myself in the other person's shoes. So that's the concept, and feedback we've gotten has just been excellent.
Well, I've been going through this book with my daughters, and I have to get three more copies, by the way. I love going through the book, and on some of the pages you have boxes, and they can fill in the boxes about strengths and weaknesses, and their journaling and their writing. And these are things that I know you and I are close in age. We journaled a lot. We had diaries, and we were writing stuff about ourselves. And kids today, they're always on the go, and I looked at this and I thought, wow, when have my daughters ever had the opportunity, you know, to just slow down and really write about or think about what they enjoy? You have something here. You have boxes on two pages here. People tell me I'm good at, and they fill in there. I feel happiest when, and they fill in that. And I show I care for others by, I love this exercise for my girls to look at. And oh, there are things you wrote here, things I like about my body are, I mean, they're very positive. They focus on that. There's a chapter two called Black and White, and that's bead number 9. Let's talk about that chapter. I'm just picking some random chapter here. Because you have, like you said, there's 10 chapters and 10 beads, different things. So chapter 9 is Black and White. Yep.
Yeah, so that's our, the chapter 9 is our Black and White. and that is, it's talking about how, you know, it's problem solving. And, you know, when, you know, we all know the saying that, you know, it's not black and white. And we're helping girls, to understand, you know, one of the things of problem solving is taking, you know, like we're talking about, is taking time. And a lot of times, you know, you get a problem and you just go, I don't know, this is what I'm going to do. But we teach girls through this chapter and through, you know, some pages to work through to really think about it, to really think, you know, what are my options? What are my positives? What are, you know, what are the pros, the cons? And that's kind of the concept of the whole book, is it just is, it's a way to work through and think through, you know, cause just like we know, you know, a life examined is a life well lived. And we want girls, we want to instill that early, is that, you know, all of your thoughts, all of your processes right now matter. It doesn't matter, you know, it doesn't matter more when you're 21 or 35 or whatever. It matters right now. And so we're teaching them. Take the time.
Yeah. And things are not always black and white. And that's something that's a hard lesson to learn sometimes for girls. Bead number six. Let's talk about this one. Talking, texting, and other tools for communicating. Oh, boy. This generation, the texting generation.
Right, and that's
why was that,
you know, you said, what's new? What, you know, what wasn't out there when we were? This is exactly it. I have a 17-year-old daughter who I have to say, like, your 15-year-old daughter, like, we keep an inventory, and all of a sudden a book was missing. I'm like, where's my book? And she had it up in her room. And, you know, the talking and the texting and other tools for communicating, it's a whole new world, and it's so, you know, I think just a realm of, you know, that's how they communicate. We can't toss it out and say, oh, you know, it was so much better when we just talked on the phone. They don't talk on the phone. They do text. But, you know, getting the idea that there's some important things to remember and how permanent it is. Just, again, you know, giving the girls something to think about. We really make the point that whatever you put out there is permanent. So take time. One of our, you know, our points there is just that everything you do, take a deep breath before you do it. Think about it. And that's one of our points that we really want to get across there, is that it's a whole new world that's going to be out there forever for them. So how do you proceed well through that?
Absolutely, yes. And for true learning to take place, we all need the opportunity, like you said, to reflect and feel and practice. And simply, you talk about this, being exposed to new material is not enough. This book provides that opportunity with scenarios and examples and space to write down and draw out their thoughts and their feelings. And I love the setting goals and figure out how they actually want to achieve them. I love how it provides girls with the opportunity to create and wear this reminder bracelet to reinforce the lessons they learned. It's so sweet. Hey, I think I've got a party idea here. Elements for Girls is the name of the book. It's a really fun and engaging self-discovery project for your adolescent daughters. I have four of them, and I will tell you, like I mentioned, we got the book in the mail, and it was missing right away. My daughter got sucked in right away. So I it's off to you guys. This definitely is an engaging book for teens, for sure. And I can't wait to give it back to her because I took it from her. I said, I have to do the radio show first. Then you can have the book back.
And you mentioned your teenager and my teenager. And one of the things that we find is that this book is good for girls for a whole range of ages. You know, even girls, about 10, 11, we find that this is a great tool for mom-daughter interaction on this book. You know, some of the, you know, because at 10, 11, you know, they're maybe not great self-starters or they're at a different point of being a self-starter, but this is an opportunity for a mom to say, you know, why don't we sit down once a week, once every other day, and you do this, mm-hmm. I'll read a book, and we'll connect on this. And we found that's a great opportunity.
Why is it so critical to help our daughters, our girls, to develop these social and emotional skills that you have, that you, you know, give them the opportunity to exercise in this book? Why is it so critical?
I think the research on these social-emotional life skills, such as self-awareness, social awareness, decision-making, healthy relationships, the research on that is so crystal clear that All children need those to be successful, not just in school and work, but in life. And our Illinois was the first state to adopt these SEL standards. And some parents it might be a familiar word for them, because many of the school districts now are really focusing on these social-emotional skills, because we know now that it really helps kids in their relationships and their academics, and then ultimately in the workplace. So there's lots and lots of research on building these skills.
Well, it's not easy being a preteen girl in today's day and age with all of these electronic gadgets and texting and phone and fast-paced life. So as a parent, I think this is a really essential tool to provide your daughter, to have her take a moment and just, she doesn't have to finish the whole book in one sitting, but to go through it. Maybe this is a nice end of summer book to give. Where can you get the book? And I also want to know, what exactly is your hope with this project ultimately?
Well, locally you can get the book at Anderson's in both Downers Grove and Naperville, at Townhouse Books in St. Charles, at More Toys and Gadgets in Wheaton. And that list is growing literally every day. That's part of our summer to-do list. It's also available on our website, authenticme.biz, and we can ship those out fairly quickly. We have a lot of long-term goals with the company, Authentic Me. One of them is to write another book for older girls, because we know that they face more difficult decisions as they get up into the teen years. And then also to possibly support parents and parenting girls. We do have a parent tip sheet that will be on our website in how they can work with their daughters with this book, but also to write a little booklet for parents. And something immediate that we're working on this summer is we're writing a facilitator's guide, because we've been approached by therapists and Girl Scout leaders and that who want to use this book in a group setting. So it was really designed for girls like a self-discovery journal, so we want to adapt it for a group setting, and we'll be coming out with that this fall.
And
I love that idea.
You know, another goal is, you know, a parent of daughters, I'm sure you've probably seen that book, The Care and Keeping of You, that American Girl puts out.
Yes.
You know, that's kind of become that go-to guide for girls for their bodies, and that's our hope, is that we become that go-to guide for girls for, you know, their social-emotional development. So that's our big goal.
Yeah. And as a parent, we can use all the support we can get. So I appreciate the effort and the time and the commitment and your expertise in pulling all this into this book. Like I said, I'm a fan of this book. I love it. And I would encourage all moms and dads, too, don't want to leave the dads out there, to take a look at this book. And, you know, I'm looking forward to some workshops on this book, too, and journals. More of that. So good, you know, congratulations to the both of you. We've been talking to the co-authors of Elements for Girls. It's a fun and engaging self-discovery project. It's a book available at Anderson's Bookshop in downtown Naperville and in Downers Grove. Mary Ellen Young, the founder of the not-for-profit, and
helping girls navigate ALS.
Yes, and thank you for putting them there. And Sandra McDonald, thank you so much for coming on the show today and talking about something that is so important to parents, to everybody, our communities around us. We got to do more to help our daughters out there to succeed and be happy in their life.
Well, Dolly, thank you so much. Thank you so much for having us on. It's just a great opportunity, and we will look forward to hearing how your daughters enjoy all their
work. I definitely will be in touch for sure. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you, Dolly.
All right. And on that note, it's time to end the show. Stay positive and good, everybody. Be good to each other. If you haven't done so already, please like the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook and follow it on Twitter. We do so many great things. Sorry we didn't have any big major celebrities on the show today. I know we've been knocking it out of the ballpark all summer long. But, you know, it's, as I've said before on this show, my goal is not just to flood this show with celebrities and famous people and singers and country singers. You know, I love country singers on the show. But my goal really with this show has been consistent since the beginning. It's always to feature not-for-profits people like Toy Box Connection, Michelle Maxa with Toy Box Connection, that are making a difference one smile at a time. And people like Mary Ellen Young and Sandra McDonald, who have written a book to help help and preteen girls and that are going through a difficult time in, you know, in their development years. So this is incredible. This is what I love to feature on this show and help all of us make the world a better place, especially our children. So thank you for allowing me to, I don't want to say be the voice, but really to present voices out there in our world, in our community, on the internet, on the radio airwaves, to really impact in a positive way everything around us. So I appreciate you all listening, and I really, really hope that you all will go out today, tomorrow, this weekend, buy a brand new toy and drop it off at Toy Box Connection so they can ship two semis full of brand new toys for the kids at St. Jude's. Such a wonderful, wonderful, amazing St. Jude's, and we've had them on the show before, and I'm going to bring them back on for sure. Thank you all so much for listening. Have a great weekend, and I will see you next week. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Sugar and fine. I feel.